The Arctic has been called the canary in the coal mine when it comes to global warming. That's because the effects of climate change have been showing up there early and dramatically. Today's sound clip comes to us from the far north.
My name is Andy Revkin. I live in the Hudson River Valley north of New York City, and I write about global change for the New York Times. And my beat takes me to some pretty weird places, including the North Pole a couple of years ago. Probably one of the weirder places I've been on the Earth. 24-hour daylight, you're standing on an ocean, and all of that is kind of weird. But I'd sort of prepared for that stuff. I'd prepared for the cold. You don't bring pens because the ink freezes. The one thing I hadn't prepared for was the fact that there's noises at the North Pole. You think of it as a silent place. In fact, it was silent most of the time, standing on this sea ice, floating on an ocean 2.5 miles deep. But once in a while, the ice under our feet started to reverberate and huff and puff and hoot and click and pop in ways that I just had no idea happened. You think of the North Pole ice cap as being one big thing, but it really isn't. It's giant pieces. It's like Scrabble tiles on a Scrabble board the size of America that's floating on the ocean. And the individual pieces are always butting up against each other in ways that start to create sounds as the pressure in the ice builds. Thousands of tons of one ice floe butting up against another.
Andy Revkin treading on thick ice in the Arctic. That's his sound clip. If you hear sounds that are surprising, amusing, shocking, or just fun, we'd like to find out about them. Go to npr.org and type sound clips in the search box.